Also, as Tom was mentioning, Tom will be playing for our pre-glow that we're sponsoring for, along with the Tampa chapter's national convention next year. And that will be on May 24th at 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to come to it, you're going to have to get up early. And those people over in Tampa are going to have to get up the crack of dawn to be over here. They're bringing 7 or 8 buses over from Tampa. And they're going to be here from 9 until 11 for Tom's concert. And then they'll be going on from here to Epcot for an afternoon of fun over there. So we're looking forward to it, but we need a lot of help on getting the organ ready. It's far from being concert ready. Tom played around some stuff today, and he actually did some tuning before he started today, so we appreciate that. And once again, let me bring Tom back on stage for another round of applause. Thank you so much, Tom. Do you want to do an encore? Can we twist your arm?
Depending upon, of course, Gus Franklin, whether he seeks another year or not. But hopefully, the line of succession will take place at home, in Tampa, at the next convention. Just a word of advice. You all have got a lot of fun and a lot of hard work coming up here real quick. We do have most of all the arrangements, contracts in place, and we are a go. The first advertisement will be out in the January-February edition of the journal. So you will see the first registration. We don't have the pre-glow scheduled for that publication. It will come in the following during March and April. So we're set to go. Need a lot of help. And we volunteer our services to help you as far as coming to get the instrument in shape. You stand to make a lot of money from this, so it's really an opportunity for you. We're very pleased, very proud to have the Orlando chapter, the fabulous Don Baker organ, as the opening of the pre-glow. So again, anything we can do to help, I'm only 2 hours away, so give us a call and let us know. We're going to have a great time to start off our convention here in Tampa. Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, Bob. Very glad to see you moving up to the the head of the line that's going to be good for us and good for the organization. And we'll certainly try to do our best to, we'll have people from all over the country and even all over the world here, hopefully. So this will be the first time we've had that kind of exposure to our wonderful Don Baker Wurlitzer. And hopefully it will be truly wonderful. Tom wants to say one.
I forgot something. I've been doing this all at every program that I've done. Hopefully, if good Lord willing, the creek doesn't rise and all the finances come into place the way it's supposed to, before Christmas, my first honest to God commercially released CD will be available. It's called Sounds of Grace. It was recorded at Grace Baptist Church on the 432 Wurlitzer down there. And it was, it was recorded by my good little friend over here and financed by my father-in-law and my parents. And all the licensing has been done. I've received all the final copies of the mechanical licenses back. All I've got to do is get my button gear and finish the artwork so I can do the jacket covers and all that stuff and get it off to the duplicators to be done. But hopefully by Christmas, Sons of Grace will be available. It will definitely be available at the convention in 2006, but it will be on sale long before then. Keep your eyes open for it. I think you will enjoy it. It's music more of a Christian nature that you're not used to hearing me play, but it's all contemporary Christian gospel, old gospel kind of stuff, some Fanny Crosby, some Gaither family stuff, and I think you will very much enjoy it. Keep your eyes open, but that's shameless self-promotion.
Well, we're glad to hear that, Tom, and we'll be glad to help with the promotion on that. If you care to get us involved, we'll have them available at some of our future meetings, at least. So again, thank you all for coming. See you next week, next month, on the 18th. That's Sunday, the 18th of December, 2 o'clock at Chris Walsh's home. We'll hear some nice music from his nice Allen organ.
I tell you what, Warren, that organ's eventually becoming an antique.
Well, at least it still sounds good.
We're an old analog organ.
Yeah, we're all becoming antiques. Okay, thanks for coming.